It is that time of the week where we delve into some of the history of this wonderful city of ours. And I believe this time we're taking a squiz at the past in something that you might have heard of once or twice. Lisa Murray from the Dictionary of Sydney joins us now. Morning, Lisa.
Good morning, Tess.
What are we talking about this week?
Well, I thought we should talk about the Mitchell Library.
Awesome.
And so the Mitchell Library is one of the great storehouses of treasures and memories of Australian history. And if you are a Sydney history buff, you may have well ventured into the Mitchell Library. And if you don't, then an opportunity comes up very soon. And I'll tell you about that in a moment. But the Mitchell Library, very exciting place for all historians. We actually have a lovely piece on the Dictionary of Sydney written by David Marr.
Oh, cool.
And he has actually written what I kind of think is almost like a love song or a love essay to the Mitchell Library. It's sort of a wistful reminder of what we admire and long for in a good library. And if you've ever wanted to read or write about the history of Australia or the Pacific or the Antarctic, then at some point you will have traipsed along to the Mitchell Library. It is part of the State Library of New South Wales. It's up on Macquarie Street, and the original wing, the Mitchell Library wing, sort of faces out onto Shakespeare Place.
Very cool.
Yeah.
I said this to you when you first said that we were going to be talking about the Mitchell Library this week. It's one of those things that I've never sort of stopped to think about the history of it. It's always just there. Kind of take it for granted a little bit.
Yeah, and it wouldn't have existed if it wasn't for an extraordinary collector and benefactor, David Scott Mitchell.
Hence there we are.
The name, the Mitchell Library, yeah. That's a good tip. Anytime you're sort of looking at a name, especially if it's associated with an institution and it's not just the State Library of New South Wales, have a think about the name. It could mean it commemorates something. It's probably a hint at our history. So, yeah, David Scott Mitchell, he was a book collector and he amassed an absolutely extraordinary collection of books on Australia. And he had wealth and position, particularly from coal mining and other things. And he used his wealth to really create this collection of Australiana, which is totally unmatched. And he actually bequeathed that to the people of New South Wales. And as part of his bequest, he actually required that a library be purpose-built to house the collection for the people of New South Wales. Now, we did have a public library before that point in the early 20th century, but it was a reference, essentially a reference library. There was a small branch that was lending, but it really was mainly a reference library and, you know, had a diverse collection. But this sort of interest in the late 19th century, I guess, of starting to really pull together and document modern Australia's history was quite important, and Mitchell had the means and the wealth and the interest to do it. So he bequeathed it to the people of New South Wales. He died in 1907, and the Mitchell Library building opened in 1910.
Oh, so, I just missed it.
Yeah. So 40,000 volumes were given to the library by Mitchell, along with a large collection of manuscript journals, diaries and letters, thousands of prints, maps, charts, pictures and portraits, miniatures, book plates, coins, medals. Like, he was interested, Mitchell was interested in everything. So 118 years later, it still remains like the core of the collection at the State Library of New South Wales, and it is still a remarkable historical collection. And what's really exciting is that the Mitchell Library and the State Library of New South Wales are actually this week opening some new galleries.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. So this is a big moment for the people of Sydney and New South Wales, because new benefactors have come along and provided money to the library to help open some new galleries in the original old building that will showcase a whole series of exhibitions, changing exhibitions, as well as some new permanent exhibitions, so that we can bring more of the Mitchell Library collection on display for everyone to enjoy. So you don't have to be beavering off to the library to actually with a research question. You can actually go and enjoy the collections that have been preserved for us all, so we can understand more about this place that we live in. It's very, I cannot tell you how exciting it is. There are going to be the sort of whole of the top of the first floor of the Mitchell Library now will be a whole series of galleries. There's always been some gallery space there, but they've basically opened up the whole area. So there's going to be there's a whole new rehang of portraits and paintings, like especially 19th century paintings, many of which people have not seen on display before. So they're going to be up there. They've got some of the we have six UNESCO Memory of the World collections in the State Library, and they're going to be displayed together for the first time. And it includes the world's largest glass plate negatives of Sydney Harbour, which are just like absolutely extraordinary. Like they're over a metre long, and
wow,
it's just in terms of technology and also clarity. There's, you know, taken in 1875. I mean, it's just mind blowing.
So before anything was built, really, other than a couple of the settlements.
Well, there's a reasonable amount of development starting. You can see sort of you can definitely see the buildings of the city starting and the rocks and everything. And also you can, I think, I'm pretty sure it's been a while since I've seen this image, but you can see a little bit as well around sort of Lavender Bay and around the edge of Blues Point. So that's, I mean, that is just absolutely extraordinary. And they've got this new collector's gallery that's going to be opening on the ground floor, and this has just got a whole range of objects. Now, I think libraries, people think books.
Mostly, yes.
Books, manuscripts, that sort of thing. But they do have paintings, and they have all these other objects, which they call in kind of library terms, realia, or realia, sorry, get the pronunciation right, realia. And things like they've got ceramics, coins, medals, cutlery, teacups, like just extraordinary objects connected with people and things. So going on display for the first, for a long time, and I can't decide which I'm more excited to see. There is Henry Lawson's death mask.
Oh.
So the poet Henry Lawson. Or maybe you want to go see Dame Nellie Melba's Cartier hairpin box.
I mean, I do.
Yes. And you can, because the galleries are opening officially this Thursday night. And on Saturday, this coming Saturday, they're having a big celebration at the State Library, an open day where, you know, you can go to see all the galleries, which are always free, but there'll be a series of talks and tours and curators there to explain things to you. So it'd be a great time to go see it. So I really encourage people, if you haven't been to the Mitchell Library before, head there this Saturday and just be blown away by our history.
There you go. No excuse. Sounds like a good use of a weekend.
Definitely.
Just before I let you go, where can we find out more info?
Of course, we'll have all the info about this and all the history of the Mitchell Library on dictionaryofsydney.org.
Thanks so much, Lisa.
Thanks, Tess.
Lisa Murray from Dictionary of Sydney, running you through the history of the Mitchell Library. I think we need far more eccentric, really rich old guys to start collecting things. That's what we need more of in this world.